Hi guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is February 5th, 2022. Remember that all you need is yourself and you create your limits. So this is Monse Martinez and today I want to talk about with you guys about habits of happiness, for happiness. Because remember last episode, that it was last week, it was my birthday, and I told you that I didn't feel that emotion, that feeling of happiness, because it was my birthday. And I was like sad, and I didn't want it to like do anything or celebrate. Really, the thing is that I was like searching and looking for habits or ideas or something to like make myself happy. So well, maybe that episode was so pessimist and negative, like I'm sorry, but sometimes we also feel like that, right? So today is going to be different. Today we're going to talk about daily habits that will make you happier, right? So I found this interesting like reading in this page called intermountainhealthcare.org. This article was published on December 26th in the year of 2019. Almost when the pandemic of the COVID started. So, in this page, specialists said and wrote these habits. The number one is the search for happiness is not a new one. When you end the day wishing you could just feel happier and you're not alone. I think that's what we always need to remember, that we're not alone, and even if we are, we're not really, because you can have a pet or a best friend or a boyfriend or husband, siblings, mom, dad, children, you know, but at least you are not like completely alone. So that's great to always remember that you always gonna have this person or this thing, this include like a pet, that can make you happy, because it doesn't have to be like a person as necessary, right? So number two, pare down your media. And this could be well, you have to be realistic. Okay, you have to be realistic on what you publish on social media. You know, for example, here they say, are you watching the news every night? Scrolling social media? Every change you get, the media is a great way to gather information, and it's completely true, but it could also be contributing to some dissatisfaction and unhappiness in your life. Evaluate your media habits and cut out anything that is affecting your mood. Not convinced it make that much of a difference. Try cutting back to 1 hour of media use a day and see how you feel. Experiment with it until you find a good balance for yourself. This is so true, because sometimes this happened also to myself. Sometimes I'm trying to distract myself, like in social media, watching like photos and then reading news and everything. But sometimes when you just like didn't notice, You are already spending like 5 hours on social media. When these 5 hours you can spending like doing exercise or hanging out with friends, you know? So please enjoy like good times doing great things. So get enough sleep is another great point. And it's completely true. Because sometimes when you don't get enough sleep, you wake up like mad, in a bad mood. And this is because your brain doesn't even rest. So have you ever been around a toddler that hasn't gotten enough sleep? They are not typically happy people in that moment. After a good nap, that the same toddler will run happy circles around you. Your moods might not be as easily changed as a toddler, but the amount of sleep you get does impact your moods. Aim for at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. If you are a morning person, go to bed earlier at night. Go outside. Avoid to be always like inside your house. Try to hang out. Try to like socialize out of your house with people. These people can be friends or people maybe you don't know, but you can make friends. Treat your body well. What does this mean? This means to make exercise, to eat healthy, and to make activities that maintains your body like active, okay, and moving your body. So, spend time with people you love. Spending quality time with the people you love is an essential part of being happy. Even when you are busy, crave out some uninterrupted time for your kids, your husband, family, and your friends. Put down your phone, listen to like what they have to say or what they did, play together. The quality time with loved ones will help you feel happy. Okay? Work hard and with a purpose. Working hard can get you incredible results in your life, but hard work without purpose can feel like drudgery. Anyone who has work job they don't love can tell you that. Set out to find purpose and in your life and then work hard to like fulfill that purpose. Maybe that means running ultra marathons and teaching kids how to play basketball or volunteering in your local animal shelter. Whatever it is to love work-hearted. If you're a teacher, if you are a lawyer, a businessman, whatever, a businesswoman, but enjoy every single thing that you do. Exercise gratitude. The best way to feel appreciative and content with your life is exercise gratitude every day. You may feel from the time to time that you are missing important things in your life that will help you to feel happy. But if you look around, you'll notice that your life is full of amazing and wonderful things. Choose a time every day to write down 3 things you're grateful for, or more. It doesn't need to be 3. It can be more. Learning how to be happy every day is a choice. If you are intentional, you can create happiness in your life by creating daily habits. Okay? And this is so amazing that being happy is a choice. So it is incredible because sometimes people say that happiness doesn't even exist, or they need another person or another thing to be happy. But with this phrase is completely full of reason, because it is true. Being happy is a choice. If I decide to be happy, I'm gonna be happy even if I'm alone in the whole world. Even if there are nobody around me or nothing around me. But if I don't wanna be happy, if I choose not to be happy, I can be full of friends. I can be full of family members. I can be full of money. I can have a great and big, like, mansion, a big house. I can be a really rich person and anything, but I'm not gonna be happy. Why? Because I'm not deciding to be happy. I'm not choosing to be happy. Okay? And let me tell you something before I end this episode. Happiness is not money. Okay? Happiness is not material things. Happiness is a soul, a person. That's happiness. Why? Because you can't never going to substitute a person that makes you happy. And this person could be, can be yourself, or it can be another person. But this is unreplaceable, right? So please make sure that you always keep in mind this phrase in your head. Learning how to be happy every day is a choice. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you guys are going to do these habits at least once in your life. But if you can do it every single day when you wake up, you're going to start your day as a wonderful day. So, thank you, guys. This was everything for today. See you next episode. This was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. Bye, guys.